Ordering his pounding heart to calm down, Luke started through the crowd. Neither Ben Kenobi nor Yoda had ever taught him anything about mediating arguments. "All right," he said as he reached the table. "The first thing you're going to do, both of you, is put away your weapons." Luke had the aliens explain the cause of their dispute. It seemed the Rodian had hired the Barabel for a tracking job, then paid him in Imperial scrip, a currency valid only on Imperial worlds. Closing his eyes, Luke stretched out his senses, preparing to be guided towards a decision. But something else caught his attention. It was an odor. A faint whiff of Karababa tabak. He opened his eyes and looked around the crowd. "Niles Ferrier," he called. "Will you step forward, please?" There was a long pause. Then, with a rustle of movements from one side of the circle of patrons, a familiar, bulky figure pushed his way to the front.
What do you want?"
"I need to know the unofficial exchange rate between Imperial and New Republic currencies." Ferrier studied him with ill-concealed scorn.
"Hey, this is your problem, Jedi. Leave me out of it."
There was a low rumble of displeasure from the crowd. Luke didn't reply, but held Ferrier in a level gaze, and after a moment the other's lip twisted.
The last time I did business on the other side was we settled on a 5-4 Empire Republic conversion."
"Thank you." He turned to the Rodian. "Pay your associate with New Republic currency at 5-4 exchange rate, and take the Empire script back."
"It's a cheat,"
the Barrowbell declared.
"I deserve far more from the Rodian."
"Yes, you do," Luke agreed. "But this is the best you're going to get. If it helps any, remember you can pass on a warning to the rest of your people about dealing with this particular Rodian." The grating noise the Barrowbell made was probably the equivalent of a laugh.
"Jedi, speak truth. Punishment is good."
Luke braced himself. This part the Barrowbell wasn't going to be nearly so happy about. "You will, however, have to pay for the repair of the droid you shot. Whatever the Rodian said or did, he's not responsible for that." The Barrowbell stared at Luke, his needle teeth making tiny biting motions.
"Jedi, again, speak truth," he said at last. "I accept judgment."
Luke let out a quiet sigh of relief. "Then the matter is closed." He looked at Ferrier, raised his lightsaber to his forehead in salute to the two aliens, and turned away. Lando had entered the Tap Cafe in time to see the whole thing.
"Hey, nicely done," he murmured in Luke's ear.
The crowd began to break up. Lando had sat down and was telling Luke how Han had gone to follow Brailia when the alarm sounded. The two were surprised to see that instead of running for cover, the citizens of Illig simply went about their business.
"Maybe they don't realize what's going on," Luke suggested dubiously,
as he and Lando headed for one of the spiral ramps.
"Or else they got a quiet agreement with the Empire," Lando countered sourly.
"Wait a minute. If Han's anywhere near this aid of failures, and if failure's working some kind of deal with the Empire..." Having reached the ramp, they decided to split up.
"I'll go find Han," Luke said. "You get up to the landing area and see what's happening."
"Okay."
A stray memory flicked through Luke's mind.
"I don't suppose the Lady Luck's equipped with one of those full-rig slave circuits, is it?"
Lando shook his head.
"It's rigged, but only with a simple homing setup."
"It's just a thought," Luke said. "Here's where Han got off," Lando said, pointing. "He headed that way."
"Right," Luke stepped off the ramp. "See you soon."
The graying woman took Han to a small office in Amethyst storage, turned him over to a couple of guards, and made off with his blaster, comlink, and ID in hand. She returned, accompanied by another taller woman with an air of authority about her.
"Good day to you," the tall woman said, nodding at Han. "Captain Han Solo, I believe?"
"Got my ID right there."
"Yes, I do, but there's some difference of opinion as to whether or not it's genuine."
Tav Brailia stepped past her into the room, his cream-coloured fur rippling.
"He's an imposter. Almost certainly an Imperial spy. You must destroy him at once, Senna."
"Let's not do anything rash, Counselor Aide Brailia."
There was a soft beep, and the grey-haired woman pulled out a comlink and had a quiet conversation with the person on the other end.
"Someone's coming," she said to Senna.
She threw a glance at Brailia, carrying what appears to be a light.